Good morning, hello and welcome to the United Stand. This is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news. I hope you're all doing well this morning. We've got lots to talk about. Pau Torres swap deal, Erling Haaland, a little bit about him. Cavani, a new update from Argentina about Cavani. Another new setback for Donny van der Beek. You've got to be feeling sorry for this lad at this point. Another, you know, goes on international duty, thinks things might get a little bit better and end up getting a little bit worse. Real possibility that Donny van der Beek may not even make the Dutch Euros squad now. I mean, what a nightmare year it's been for Donny van der Beek. We'll be talking about that. Also, a few other things about Nicky Butt. Obviously, some more developments around Nicky Butt leaving Manchester United, if you're interested in that. And striker alternatives that we should be looking at instead of Erling Haaland. So lots to get into this morning. Also, can I just say that England are playing San Marino tonight. I am doing a watch-along on That's Football. It's a 7:45 kickoff if you want to join me for that. I think it's going to more be a bit of a Q&A whilst watching England score loads of goals. But we have got a special United Stand picks for you tonight. If you've already downloaded the app, the link is in the video description if you haven't. You've got to be over 18 to play, but it is free to enter. 12 questions, all to do with the game tonight. And the prize pot is doubled. It's £1,000. It's normally £1,000. It's £2,000 today. The questions are based around how many goals England will score, how many corners will England be awarded, will England score a penalty, how many shots on target will England have, how many tackles will England have, will Marcus Rashford score, yes or no. So there's loads of questions around the game tonight. There's a live leaderboard when the game's up and running. So just a little bit of fun for you later on. But you must be over 18. It is free to enter. Terms and conditions are in the video description. But it's a £2,000 cash prize pot tonight on that watch along. So links in the video description. It's the normal one. Put some respect on the Glazers, says Daniel Lugo. They've signed us Pogba, Di Maria, Lukaku, Bruno, Maguire, etc. They love the club. This is just an anti-Glazer echo chamber. I'm sure that comment's going to go down really well. Well done for saying that. I'm not going to buy. But what I am going to talk about is a potential swap deal for Pau Torres that's being spoken at the moment. Now, this has been spoken about by numerous outlets that Pau Torres has been learning English for the last year. Now, he was linked to Manchester City, so it doesn't mean that because he's been learning English, he's coming to Manchester United. He was learning English. Now, the story is that because he plays for Villarreal, there may well be a swap deal for Eric Bailly that's been touted. There's also possibility of Van der Beek and Martial, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Eric Bailly's been mentioned. Now, I've got to say this. I don't like this deal at all. And I'll say why. And some people go, what are you on about? Pau Torres is a good player. If you look at it, if Manchester United swap Pau Torres for Eric Bailly, what's the improvement there? I mean, is Pau Torres better than Eric Bailly? Well, his injury record is. He's left-footed. But is he better than Eric Bailly? And what I mean by this is, if Pau Torres comes into the club, is he the quality of centre-back that is going to bench Lindelof? Because that is what we need. And if we're swapping Eric Bailly for Pau Torres and a bit of money, then are we not getting a centre-back that... I just think Pau Torres has got written right through him like a piece of rock, I'm going to be adjusting like Van der Beek for my first year in the club. And I think Ollie has shown already that with new signings, you don't necessarily go straight into the team. And in fact, hardly any of Ollie's have done, unless they've been people like, you know, Maguire's gone straight in, obviously, 80 million, 50 million Wan-Bissaka, 50 million Bruno. So, you know, he doesn't normally chuck his signing straight in. And I just think, as good as Pau Torres might be, it concerns me whether we would actually throw him straight into the team. And, you know, Eric Bailly for Pau Torres, I can see why United would do it. I'm not knocking it for that. I just worry about Man United signing Pau Torres, to be honest with you. What league do Torres, Koundé and Varane come from? Says Prometheus TV. Don't know, mate. And I'm not answering it because I know exactly what you're trying to do and I'm not getting involved in that on a show like this. Let's see what happens to Granada in a couple of weeks as we go into the semi-finals and batter the shit La Liga side. But let me just say this. Messi plays in La Liga, so he needs to get out. It's a shit league. But realistically, aside from that, what I was going to say is that with Pau Torres, and it sort of feeds into what he's saying there, I mean, apart from Varane, I think Varane goes straight into the team. I would hope Koundé goes straight into the team, but I'm not sure that Pau Torres will go straight into the team. And that's what worries me. We need a centre-back that's going to go straight into the United side. So, and let's not forget what I said a couple of weeks ago about Pau Torres. Pau Torres is a player that is cheaper than Koundé and cheaper than Varane and cheaper than Koulibaly. And Manchester United, as we've seen time and time and time again, it is about cheapness. And I think that Pau Torres, as good as he could be, I just worry about this deal. I think in Pau Torres, you could end up with another Donny van der Beek. I feel that Ollie will continue to pick Dan James when they come back from the international break, as he is Ollie's play style personified in a player, says John T. And reports are a swap deal for Dybala and Pogba. Also, how would you feel about signing Lucas Vasquez as a backup right back, says Paul Corley. Well, I don't want to swap Dybala for Pogba. I think that would be a bad move. As somebody who actually likes Dybala, I don't think that he is the right sort of signing for United to go for, if I'm honest with you. But let me just say about Pau Torres as well. I don't know whether anybody, you know, kept an eye on the international games last night. Martial and Pogba hardly played for France. I think it was like 13 and 25 minutes. Donny van der Beek didn't get a minute for Holland. He was an unused substitute against Turkey. That is how far Donny van der Beek has fallen over the last year. And it makes me want to throw up. Donny van der Beek was a Dutch, you know, he didn't always start for Holland, but he was knocking on the door. He was playing quite regularly. He's now not getting used. And the manager, De Boer of Holland, has hinted at this twice now, that Donny van der Beek needs to sort his situation out at Manchester United, because he may not go to the Euros. I think he will go as a squad player, but he's nowhere near the first team. And this is a bad indictment on this transfer. Whoever you want to blame for it, you could even put some blame on van der Beek and his agent for not seeing this coming. But the reality is, I think van der Beek's a very good player who has been misused this season. I think he's so much better than Fred and McTominay. I think he's way better than them. And how we've not got a player of that ability into our team. Because people will talk about, wow, it's clearly not good enough, Mark. Clearly not good enough. And I'm like, you know what? That argument would be really good if we hadn't sat and watched the shit that we've got in our midfield all season. You know, do not tell me that van der Beek is worse than McTominay and Fred when they can't dribble, they can't pass and they can't mark. Like, all they do is run around. And I mean, van der Beek is a product of the Ajax system. You know, there's question marks over people's passports in our midfield. So I don't agree with that. I think van der Beek has been absolutely misused this season. And I'll argue that with anybody. And as much as I'll say, give Solskjaer till May, he'll be our manager next year, let's see what the board do in the summer, I think what's happened to van der Beek is absolutely disgusting. And, you know, you can see that now in what's happening when he's going on international duty. He's not getting picked. But why should he get picked for Holland? He's not getting picked for Manchester United. Why should he get picked for Holland? So it's not a great situation for Donny van der Beek. And the more important thing for this is, I just wonder how, we were talking about transfer chaos yesterday. I wonder how Manchester United are going to deal with things this summer. I wonder if they're just going to create the problem and then sit back and go, well, he wants to leave. Because if van der Beek knocks on the door and says he wants to leave, then United could sit there and go, well, you know, he's the one who wants to leave, even though they've caused it. Martial could knock on the door and say he wants to leave. Eric Bailly could knock on the door and say he wants to leave. Oh, well, you know, we've tried our best. We haven't tried your best, have you? You've misused players this season. And I think that it's very, very sad what's happened to Donny van der Beek, but it is another setback for him. You can't deny it. Pep destroyed Sir Alex Ferguson in the Champions League. Oh, here we go. Is it worth even reading? Let's have a look. Thoughts on financial fair play ruled by UEFA. Man City can just buy the trophy each year. No point playing the league. No competition to sack him. Well, there's no need to be. Negative about things. FB's a Man City fan. Unfortunately, they get very frustrated because they're winning. Man City are dominating football at the moment, but nobody's taking any notice. So they have to come on the Biggest United channel because they've got nothing of themselves because nobody takes any notice. So, you know, just humour them. You know, let them have their say and they'll soon disappear. Can van der Beek play in the pivot with Pogba if we buy a new centre-back? No, Subbo, no. You can't play Pogba and van der Beek as a pivot. You've got to have somebody who has got defensive capability. So you can't do that. I don't agree with you. So, van der Beek, blow. Torres, swap deal. And I think swap deals are very important. I've got to say, swap deals are very important. Now, Manchester United, well, where do we go next? Let's talk about Cavani, and then I want to talk about Manchester United's recruitment in the summer. So Cavani, this is another story coming out of Italy. It's the Talleres manager via Sport Witness, who is apparently good friends with Cavani's brother, and is basically, you know, saying that a move back home is moving closer for Cavani. I think this is a story that sharpens the minds. I think in many ways, as a fan base, we're ignoring the Pogba thing, hoping that he's going to sign a new contract. And I'm there with you. Come on, I am. I want Pogba to stay as well, because I think if Pogba goes, it's a huge problem. But the reality is Pogba is probably going to go, and we're probably being very naive thinking not. The evidence around Paul Pogba is that he's going to leave. I mean, how much more do you want it stamping on your forehead? Like, the reality is that Mino Raiola has said he won't sign a new contract and he's going to leave this club, and he's ridiculed basically what Solskjaer does here back in December. Pogba's acted professionally, but there's nothing about signing a new contract. There's no discussion about signing a new contract, and everybody expects it to go till July anyway. So we're probably going to lose Pogba if truth be known. But also with Cavani, similar situation. We're going to lose Cavani. Like, there's an option for another year that he's not going to take. Not happy. Obviously, Man United fitness department have put it out there. You know, well, they must have leaked it out there because it's been out there, that Cavani could have played, but he's decided not to play because, you know, he's looking out for himself, which is, you know, his right to do that. So I think Cavani's going to go as well. And with Cavani going, that changes Manchester United's transfer policy, as I said a couple of weeks ago. Manchester United were not planning on bringing a striker in this summer. With what they had, they were like, we can go into next summer, we can get a centre-back, maybe get a right-winger. They're not looking at a midfielder for some reason. So with Cavani going, it means they need a striker next season. And this is where all this Erling Haaland stuff is coming from. Hey, Mark, if we were in for Rice, should we sell Fred? No, who's going to buy Fred, Mohamed? Like, this ain't FIFA. You don't put Fred on the market and Everton say there's 50 million. Like, this is real life. Who's going to buy Fred? No one's going to buy Fred. Not for anywhere near what we paid for him. So Fred's not going to go anywhere. He isn't. But we should be going for a striker. And I think we will go for a striker. Now, again, there's some more stories this morning about Erling Haaland. And United have got an advantage because of the friendship with Solskjaer and Haaland. But I think this is such a weak argument. Like, we're crap at transfers. We haven't even got the money, but Ollie's good mates with him. It's just such a futile argument. It's like being in a game of poker and, you know, Ollie's sat there with these cards and you're like, and everyone's going, watch out, he's the silent assassin. He's probably got a really good hand. And then, you know, he throws it down and he's got a crap hand. And everyone goes, why were you even playing? Well, I played poker before, you know. So I don't think this is a game of poker that we're going to win for Erling Haaland just because Ollie's on Erling Haaland's Christmas list. It's just not enough. This is high-end sport. You know, it's high-end sport. You know, it would be like you, right? You're a high-powered stockbroker, right? And one of your best mates works at QuickFit, and there's a job coming up in the office at QuickFit for the accounts, right? And QuickFit. And you say to your manager, you know such and such off Wall Street? Yeah, he's my best mate. I might be able to get him to come and work at QuickFit. Could you really? Yeah, I probably could. He's my best mate. Your best mate's not going to come and work at QuickFit when he's making loads and loads of money on the New York Stock Exchange, is he? And this is the same with Haaland. Why would Haaland come to Manchester United just because he's mates with Ollie? I think we need to bloody grow up and use our money far, far better. And for me, I think we've already seen a striker that would work really well at Manchester United. I quite like Alexander Isak at Real Sociedad. I think you could get him for a much more reasonable price. He's young, he's quick, he's tall. I think he would do very, very well in the Premier League. And I think he's the sort of player that we should be looking at. I mean, we mentioned Patson Daka yesterday. Some people even think, you know, there's that lad at Celtic. But I actually like Isak at Sociedad. I think he'd do very well. Swedish, of course. I can also almost guarantee if we do buy a world-class CDM, then next season we will still have two in the pivot. This is Ollie, just another Jose with a smile, says Ben Anderson. Will you be doing a WrestleMania watch-along, says Daniel Lugo. Well, it's a long way off, but yes. Ollie is the answer to the question, what if Moyes got more time at United? Utter mediocrity, says Barry Sheehan. And who do you really want to come to Manchester United, says Red Spartan. If I had my choice, I would get Varane and I would get Declan Rice. And if I needed to get a striker, I'd get Isak from Sociedad. Yeah, I think that I'm not in for spending a massive amount of money on a world-class striker when we haven't got a team to go behind them. I want to build a team before we put icing on the cake. And, you know, maybe I'm in the minority there, but that's what I want to see happen. Mark, in terms of their scouting, coaching and all-round setup, would you say that Leicester is as weak as City is better than United, says Mike Thomas? Yeah, I think Leicester have proven that they're better run than Manchester United. I mean, this is not a new thing. I think Leicester for probably the last 7-8 years have been a better run football club than Manchester United, especially around recruitment. Please smash a like on the video, by the way, if you're watching. But look, just on that, We sort of got the news last night. Andre Silva from Bundesliga, yeah, he's another one to consider sacking. There are plenty of strikers out there that we could get for under £50 million that will come in and be, you know, more than good enough for what United need if Cavani goes. We don't need to sign Erling Haaland and blow our budget on it. But what I was going to say is that Steve Lebo says, I agree with your comments last night that we need three or four world-class players to challenge City. We also need five to six top-class players for the bench position. Our rebuild is a long way from even starting. Well, yeah, check out the video last night because Steve's right. This rebuild that we're on, my fear is that this is a fake rebuild, that actually we're going to start next season in a worse position than we are now. So how is that a rebuild? If you think about Cavani going, you think Pogba's going to go, you think the goalkeeper situation, you think unhappiness of maybe Van de Beek, Telles, Martial, how can you have like five or six first team squad members that are very good players either leaving or unhappy and call it a rebuild when you're only going to buy two or three players yourself? You know, the math don't make no sense. So I'm fearful that this summer will be chaotic and we could come out of it very easily in a worse situation. But look, very interesting article in The Athletic last night, I saw it, about Nicky Butt leaving Manchester United. More and more coming to mind. Now, if you're interested in Man United, and I'm sure you know you are, because I know I see your comments all the time, you're passionate, you're like me. This club is more than just watching a game of football. It's everything that goes on. So the story coming out of The Athletic about Nicky Butt is that, well, Nicky Butt's been at United for years. He's had a huge part to play. I said this last night, I'm not going to repeat myself, but Nicky Butt's had a huge part to play in the restructuring of Manchester United, especially around the gap between the first team and the youth setup. He's been fundamental in that. Now, the story is that Nicky Butt doesn't get on with Murta in a professional capacity, and that in the old world, they were basically the same. So they would rub heads, but you know, Nicky Butt could argue back. In the new world, in the restructure, Nicky Butt would have to work under Murta. And Nicky Butt apparently feels that, you know, he's been treated badly, that was the role that he wanted. Certainly, if it wasn't the football director, he wanted the one that Darren Fletcher's been brought in to do. So Nicky Butt's decided to part ways. I think it's worrying because, look, this is going to be very stereotypical here, but Murta is an analyst. Nicky Butt has been at this club, you know, and, you know, Darren Fletcher was at this club in the mid-noughties. Nicky Butt was at this club in the mid-90s. I know which one I think's got United DNA. And also, I think Nicky Butt has done a lot at this club, whereas Darren Fletcher's brand new. So, personally, I'm always an advocate of bringing the best people in to do the job. But let's not forget, Darren Fletcher's got no background, and Murta's been at this club already for a few years. So it's not like they're new specialist people. These are jobs for the boys inside. And we've just lost somebody who's got more United DNA in his bloody plimsolls than Fletcher and Carrick and Solskjaer, because although they have got the United DNA, if you want United DNA, you want to go back to the start of the story of the DNA, and Nicky Butt was playing games for Manchester United in the mid-90s. So I think that, you know, this is an interesting thing if you're interested in the politics of Manchester United, that Nicky Butt deciding he wants to go is rather interesting. And it's almost like United want the culture and they want the DNA, but they don't want the Roy Keane DNA. They don't want the Class of 92 DNA. They want a very specific DNA. They want Carrick. They want Fletcher. They want Phelan. So it's interesting. You know, Nicky Butt, I think, has made the right decision if he feels aggrieved. And I think it's a loss for Manchester United. And it just feels to me like it's more and more of a insular job for the boys at Manchester United. It's not about specialism anymore. It's about mates. It's about, oh, you've done a good job for us. And it's not just about, I'm not talking about Solskjaer here. Solskjaer's not making the decisions about recruitment. We know who's making the decisions about recruitment. It's Ed Woodward and the lot and them lot. So I think it's a very interesting development around Nicky Butt. And I'm not saying that Nicky Butt was the right man to be football director. If he'd have been made football director, I would have said, as you know, I would have said, you know, why do we have to recruit from within? Why can't we go and get a football director who knows, you know, has a CV? But you know, there's clear, you know, I wasn't overly happy with the appointments of Murta and Fletcher anyway. I think the proof will be in the pudding. But it's very interesting that while some fans are saying back them and some fans are saying, well, I'm not happy about that, obviously Nicky Butt, who's been in the club for years, isn't happy about it and he's gone. I think that's more telling than any of our opinions. He's been part of the restructure at United for years, Nicky Butt, and he's obviously gone, I don't agree with this, I'm off. I think that's a blow for Manchester United. There is a saying, if you want to be respected by fans, you have to respect the players. Ollie is the main reason to why I can see a lot of players leaving, says Arvey. And also, we should not bring Ronaldo. His age is going to affect us badly. What do you think? Well, we're not going to bring Ronaldo in red, Spartan. The financial cost of Ronaldo is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So we're not going to be doing that. And it is a bit of a worry. Dia's right. That news about Nicky Butt is a bit of a worry. If you read about it, it is a worry. Well, you don't even need to read about it. I've just told you that. The reality is Nicky Butt has left because he feels that he's been overlooked for people that he doesn't think are better than him. So, and I would go with that. So, but apparently Nicky Butt's being looked at by Derby and Celtic and other clubs. So it'd be very, very interesting. But yeah, on Ronaldo, there is still talk that he might leave Juventus, but the financials, Manchester United won't go near that. They won't. Tayab says Pau Torres looks like a CDM to me, can do through long balls and drive thoughts, Mark. I like the look of Pau Torres. I just worry that he reminds me a lot of a centre-back Van der Beek, that he'd come into the club, fans would really get excited about him, we'd start the season, it'd be Maguire and Lindelof, and then after 2 months it'll be like, why is Pau Torres only playing in the Carabao Cup? Well, he's adjusting well, he's getting on with the lads, Kariki's telling him what to do, you know, it'll just be the same old thing again. I think we need to buy players better. Nager says, positive spin on the Butt thing, we were worried they just swapped job titles and nothing really changed, but clearly something did. And what do you think about my last super chat? Respect goes both ways, says RV. I don't know what your last super chat was, RV. We did read it, didn't we? Berg, Torres, Grealish and Veghorst. Feasible, says Robert McCormack. Sanderberg is an interesting one, Roberts. I think he is. Sanderberg is an interesting one because he's also Norwegian and Sheffield United are going to get relegated. I don't know about Sanderberg. Is he just another Matic and McTominay? You know, I must admit, I've not seen a lot of Sheffield United this season. I was very impressed with him at the end of last season because I watched more of them. But I don't know. I don't know about someone like Sanderberg, if I'm honest with you. He's quite an interesting one, isn't he? He's certainly going to be available. As for Veghorst, I mean, he just gives me nightmares from career mode, to be honest with you. But there you go. Did you see Ollie might get sacked if he does not win the Europa League, says Nigel. I can categorically upset you, some of you, this morning when I say to you that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not going to get the sack this summer. It's not going to happen. It isn't going to happen. Now, some people say never and you're killing our hopes. I'm not killing your hopes. I don't want to kill anybody's hopes. You know, I want everyone to be happy. I hope you're all feeling happy, but I think sometimes you've got to be realistic. And look, there's certain players at United I would love to sell. I don't want to see them in a Man United shirt anymore. But I'm not going to name them because it's not fair to name them. And also because they're not going to get sold. So I have to accept that. Boo-hoo. We're not sponsored by them today, actually. But I do have to. I have to accept that we're not going to sell these players. And we're not going to sack Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I know this for a fact. And you know, search your heart, search your soul, and you'll find that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not going to get sacked. I said this, when did I say this after the Leicester game? If Man United get knocked out of the Europa League and finish fifth, which is still, it's not going to happen, but worst case scenario, we finish fifth and we don't win the Europa League. He won't get sacked. He won't get sacked. So Manchester United have already agreed the deal with him. They're just waiting for it to announce it publicly. It's already agreed. He's not going to get the sack. Now, we are going to get top four anyway. I'm not going to give you a percentage because that's not worked in the past, but I'm very confident we're going to get top four, in which case he clearly deserves to stay and he will get a new contract. But I'm telling you now, if he finished fifth and we didn't win anything, he probably should be sacked. But he wouldn't be, because United have already put plans in place for next season for Solskjaer. And that's pretty much well known in the industry. And I'm sure most of you know it anyway. I'm sure most of you aren't stupid and you can figure it out. But even the restructuring of bringing Darren Fletcher into the club and Mertha into that role, this is all because of Solskjaer's involvement. And they wouldn't do that and then bring a new manager in who would maybe look at it and go, that's not what I want. United are obsessed with DNA. You know, Little Mix are singing constantly outside Old Trafford. It's in my DNA, DNA. Bad joke, but true. United are obsessed with DNA. They want this United culture that is basically just a big sell to you lot to buy shirts and get excited. There isn't, if you use your eyes, there's nothing about the way we're playing football that's got anything to do with United DNA. This is not the United way. This is the Jose way. So the football on the pitch has got nothing to do with United's past risk averse, getting the ball down the flanks, getting men into the box. We're not doing that. But the culture they've got off the pitch is all about jobs for the boys. You've been part of the club for years. You used to play for the club. So United are full steam ahead on this United DNA thing. They ain't sacking Solskjaer in the summer. They've brought people in, moved people around who've got DNA. So they're not going to change it. It's Solskjaer will be here next season, even if we finished fifth. There'd be big uproar. But the thing is, like, if we finish fifth, it won't happen till the end of the season anyway. If we lose the Europa League final, it's the last game of the season. Everything disappears. People go on holiday, they go quiet. You can't, you know, everything just goes to social media, which, as we know, the club don't take any interest of unless it's clicks to their website. So you're not going to force Solskjaer out, even if we finish fifth and win nothing. Whether that's right or wrong, they are next season, Solskjaer's going to be the coach. So I would hope there aren't any United fans out there that are hoping that we're going to lose games, because that shouldn't happen. But it's not going to happen. It's very, very, very clear that the path forward for the next six, probably till Christmas, is Solskjaer. Morning, Mark. I do agree with most things you say. And also, I would say is that summer is make or break for Ollie. And if things don't change, then the fears will be bitter to swallow. Have faith, says Chris. Well, look, you know, there's always hope, Chris. I mean, some people think I'm a bit too optimistic about things. There's always hope. You know, maybe these changes around a director of football and a sporting director and everything, maybe that means we're going to be more efficient in the transfer market. I mean, we can't be any more inefficient. I mean, one thing I will say as a positive is that surely this summer's going to be better, because it can't be much worse than last year. Last year was shambolic. It was an absolute joke. And people will say, well, we sign players. Every signing we made last summer has been an absolute joke. Van der Beek was a waste. Absolute waste of a player. Cavani's been injury prone. Telles hasn't been used. Diallo, well, you know, I don't think we've used him enough. Palestri's gone straight out on loan. So even for the players that we did, and they weren't, we didn't get the centre back or the right winger, but surely we will see an improvement, because at least buy one player that we need. Ollie doesn't play technical players. DJ, McFred, Maguire, Ahmed, Donny Bay matter. Also, you don't have to always play them, but minutes can be given, says Adnan. A decent coach will try and get their best players on the pitch. This is known. This has always been the way. You try and get as many of your good players on the pitch as you can. Or you end up playing like Ricky with a system. You know, where you put players that aren't good enough that just run around. And I think that's what Ollie's done. If we tape on social media, Glazers will be happier. So we should use Glazers.cash and ambition, says Sinner. Do you think Donny's talent is wasted at Manchester United, says Red Spartan? Yes. Yes. I mean, look, you can't run experiments, but I guarantee that if Van der Beek had gone to Liverpool or Real Madrid or Manchester City, even Arsenal, those coaches would use him far more than ours has. Mark, do you think we will bottle the Europa League now that our main competitors are out of the competition, says Varun? I think Manchester United are more than capable of losing to anybody. I think it's a very dangerous prediction to say that Manchester United are going to win a trophy. I mean, we are serial bottlers in the cups over the last couple of years. So I've got no genuine confidence that we're going to win the Europa League. We should win it. Of course we should. But we're a team that can lose to Burnley. We're a team that can lose to anybody. And look, you look at the AC Milan game, and I think Zlatan was right. Those games were ridiculously close. At Old Trafford, AC Milan were better than us. In the San Siro, it was more equal, and Pogba scored a goal. It was very, very tight. Very, very tight. Mark, the reality is we are top four in relatively weaker season. Knocked out the Carabao Cup, knocked out the FA Cup and knocked out the Champions League. Any other club would have sacked Ollie by now. What is the excuse, says Avadel. Mark, could you do a show with the top talent available on free transfers this summer that United should look at? We shouldn't be looking at. Nah, Mike, I refuse to do that. I'm not going to give the Glazers an opportunity to get off the hook. Man United shouldn't be looking at free transfers. Unless it's just a circumstantial thing like a David Alaba, we shouldn't be looking at free transfers. Do you think West Ham will accept Jesse plus McTominay for Rice and Dortmund? Will accept Dean plus Martial for Haaland, says Vignesh. Well, McTominay's not going to be sold. so that's irrelevant. Although I'm pretty sure that if you said to David Moyes, you can have Lingard and McTominay for Rice, David Moyes would do it. Yeah, I think he would. Granada could upset Manchester United, Anand, but I wouldn't expect it to happen. How about Pogba plus Donny and a CDM pair, says Hamad? Pogba played both CDM at Juve and Donny can go forward. But what would you do with Bruno? I don't know what you do with Bruno then. Susan Brandon says, yep, sadly we are just hope that we can get back to some sort of stability soon, but I'm doubtful like most people. I really think that if you didn't watch the video last night, it's a good watch on the concerns that we have going into the transfer window. What do you think Sir Alex makes of the new way that we play? Do you think he's complicit in this old boys club, says Abe? Look, I'm never going to say anything bad against Sir Alex Ferguson. He's retired. He's the greatest sports manager I've ever seen. It was an absolute joy to be a Manchester United fan with him as the manager. I've never felt such a connection with a manager of a football club. And he was just unbelievable. And you knew, I mean, it's odd to have a manager that you know cares more than you do. And like, you know how much I care, I know how much you care, but just imagine how much Sir Alex Ferguson cared, because he was obsessed. He was obsessed. He came into that club and said he was going to knock Liverpool off the perch, and they had loads more titles than us, and everyone thought, what's he on? And he did it. He was absolutely relentlessly obsessed and passionate, aggressive, petulant winner. Brilliant. Absolutely loved Sir Alex Ferguson as our manager, and we'll never have anybody like that again. Unfortunately, I would hope that Sir Alex Ferguson looks at this as the intelligent man that he is and knows that this is not the club. But I think it's hard to know what goes on in the mind of Sir Alex Ferguson, because he'd always do what's best for the club. You know, he made the Glazers work, didn't he? Our board will think they had a great summer, says Daz OW. And also, and we did that from Abe as well. Can Sir Alex Ferguson return? No. Let him retire. Chances of getting Ronaldo in the summer, says Funny Moments TV. I think it's quite slim, to be honest. Could it be that United did not get Bellingham and Haaland because Ollie could not sell his football to them? Well, I heard that with Bellingham, he thought he was coming to Manchester United, but they messed up the deal. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I was told, because obviously he visited Carrington, he spoke to Solskjaer, I think he met Cantona and Sir Alex, and was very, very excited about the interest from Manchester United, but apparently Manchester United messed it up. There's a lot of rumours around, I mean, I don't want to depress you, but there's a lot of rumours about Manchester United over the last 3 or 4 years, and their negotiations from agents and everybody, that they are amateur. Big club in name, but they act like amateurs when it comes to transfers. Sadly, we're no longer a big club due to the Glazers, says Michael De Silva. I mean, look, I've said this before. Just talking on that, I'm sure Sir Alex Ferguson knows how he wants Manchester United to play, and I'm sure that there is conversations with Sir Alex and Ollie. But just look at who Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has got as his coaches. Mike Phelan has not been near top football for a very long time. He hasn't. He left next to Sir Alex. He got relegated with Hull, and I think he went to Australia, and then he came back. So he's not been involved in top-level football for a long time. Now, Mike Phelan was very good with Sir Alex Ferguson, but, you know, back in 2013, Jose Mourinho was a good coach. He's not now. Time moves on. So there's a question mark over Phelan. McKenna's come through from the youth. I'm sorry. I think that that's a risk. I think it is. It doesn't portray experience at the highest level, so that is a risk. And Michael Carrick, again, is an ex-player who I thought was a genius, but hasn't got experience at all. And Michael Carrick sat next to Jose Mourinho. Jose Mourinho didn't ring Carrick up, did he? Carrick stayed at United. Jose Mourinho had Carrick with him, and Carrick is with Ollie. And the football under Mourinho and Carrick is the same as what it is under Ollie and Carrick. So I think the coaching network is something that isn't good enough. And I'm sure they're working their arse off, but I don't see any United DNA in the way that we play. And that is an issue. The results are very good, and they should be given another season, and we need to have a good summer. I'm not saying sack them now, but what I'm saying is I can see that you will not be in a job in a year's time if you continue down this route. This football is not good enough, and at some point you're going to have to start to play a different brand of football. But you're not going to be able to do that with your constant obsession with a back six and a slow pair of centre-backs. So when are we going to progress? When are we going to bring the players in? Where's your centre defence midfielder? Where's your centre-back? Or do you think next season, spend all your money on Erling Haaland and keep playing the same way of football? It's not acceptable. The coaching setup at Manchester United is subpar in relation to the way that we play football. And it doesn't matter whether you're Ollie in or you're Ollie out or whatever. The reality is, no matter about the Glazers, no matter about certain players, no matter about transfer budgets, I've seen Rochdale play good football. I've seen a championship club play good football. We have got enough good players to play better football than we do. And that's on the coaching. So why are we not playing a better brand of football? We cannot keep saying, you can't blame them for playing McFred because they need a better player. Bullshit. We could play with one player if we wanted to. We could play a more open way of playing. But the fact is, if they're so scared of that, it says a lot about their team. So the brand of football that we play is the most important thing. And the brand of football is not Manchester United. This football we're playing is just a repackaged Van Gaal and Mourinho. And they got forced out of the club. So, you know, you can see where this is going to go in a year. I think another season playing like this and fans back in the ground and it's going to change. And as I said, I know a lot of United fans, old school United fans, and they wouldn't thank me for naming them, so I'm not going to name them. But, you know, in conversations I have with them, they are like, you know what, I love Ollie, but this football is shit. So, you know, they're not Ollie out, but they're like, you know, their eyes are wide open. Please subscribe to the channel, by the way, bottom right-hand corner. It's not fair. All the other big clubs have big managers. Have United become a mediocre team with a mediocre manager? I actually think Solskjaer is a better manager if he's got better coaches around him. Like he admits himself that he's not the one who does the coaching. So get better coaches. Stop recruiting your mates who've got no experience and get better coaches in. Like, to be fair, Mourinho lost Rui Faria and it all went tits up at United. People forget about this. Manchester United finished second under Jose Mourinho 3 years ago. Very similar situation to now. Fans were starting to turn. Some fans wanted him sacked, but we finished second. By the following Christmas, he was gone. In that summer, Rui Faria left. Rui Faria was Mourinho's right-hand man for years. Rui Faria left. It all fell apart. He didn't get backed in the summer and he was sacked, as we know. Now, Mourinho went to Spurs and brought in, I think it was Lille's assistant manager. There was no previous relationship. He wasn't a protege of Mourinho like people like VS Boas and others have been. He brought in a very good assistant coach from the French League. Now, at times it's worked, at times it hasn't. But Mourinho did that. Like, why have we not thought about doing that? Why have we not scouted across Europe for a good assistant coach, for a good, you know, first team coach? There's bloody loads who'd love to come to Manchester United. But no. Got to get the old boys in. And I don't think it does Solskjaer any favours. I really don't. And I've said it for a long time. I think that the problem with United is we've got too many people in that club in positions of power who are inexperienced. Mertens not experienced as a director of football. Fletcher's not experienced as a technical director. Carrick, McKenna are not experienced first team coaches. There is a lack of experience in that squad. And the experience you have got is Mike Phelan, but he's been out of the game for a few years. Experience to me is people who are at the top of their game right now. You know, there might be a Juventus first team coach who wants a change after 5 years of winning things there. There might be an Atletico Madrid coach who wants a change. This is what I mean. There are plenty of experienced coaches out that we could go for, but we're obsessed with DNA, and then you let the person with the biggest DNA count ever leave in Nicky Butt. It's contradictory. We're going to win the league with this coaching team, says Mark. Well, you know, maybe we will, and I hope that we do, because experience, we're a work in progress, and you know, things could get better, but they've got to improve the way that we play football on the pitch first, I believe. Mark, is Carrick good enough as a coach? He's experienced, he's working with Ollie, and the same football is going on like it was with Jose. He was a world-class CDM, but he can't smell the coffee. Well, just because you're a great player doesn't mean that you're a great coach. Roy Keane, you know, Gary Neville. These people you could sit and listen to all day. They were great leaders. They were very good footballers. They're not great coaches. So it doesn't go hand in hand. We should have the two best managers in the world there's ever been in 20 years' time in Messi and Ronaldo. I don't think they'll be managers, even though they're the two best players I've ever seen. So, JT says, work in progress, are we stoked? Well, this is the thing. Work in progress only goes so far. DNA, culture only goes so far. The most important thing is how you play on the football pitch. And this is the problem. People use their eyes, don't they? Look, remember tonight, I am doing a watch-along. England versus San Marino. We've got a £2,000 cash prize pot on United Stand Picks. 12 questions to do with the game. Things like, will Rashford score? How many goals will England score? Will they score a penalty? You could be one of the winners of that £2,000 cash prize pot. It's free to play. You must be over 18, though, because we are giving away cash prizes. Terms and conditions are in the video description. If you have already downloaded United Stand Picks, you may as well enter it and play it. There's a live leaderboard from kickoff, so you can see how you're doing. God knows how many goals England are going to score tonight, but I think it'll be quite an interesting watch. And the link is in the video description for United Stand Picks for that. So do it. Over 18, but free to enter. And can I just say as well, before I go, let me just get you these bad boys out. United Stand mugs, they're out. To celebrate a million, we've got lots and lots of different designs as well. The link is in the video description for those if you want to get one. Fantastic bit of memorabilia there. We've also got some different ones as well. I don't know whether you can see this one. This is actually my favourite design. Very, very classy. Adored. We've also got the old sort of that design as well. And unfortunately, you won't be able to see this one, because it's green and gold, so it's invisible. But it is actually green and gold. There's two slight, you know, like the green and gold kit. So, but you just can't see it for some reason. In fact, it's cutting through me. Look, I'm invisible. That's the green screen working its magic. So yes, thanks everyone for watching. Please smash a like on the video. Check out United Stand Picks for the match tonight. Free to enter, over 18, £2,000 cash prop. Bit of fun for the England game tonight. Which Rashford apparently may not be fit for. Why is he even there? There we go. Thanks for watching. Speak to you soon.